Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Well, then don't wait. Download the addictive mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. You want to play the game 85 million people have already downloaded. You're going to be hooked on Best Fiends in just a few levels, just like I was. They're always updating it, and with over 2,000 levels, there's always something new to do whenever you log in. Give it a try by downloading Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I think you'll like it. I play it all the time. Love it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, so here we are on a Friday. So what happens is we send segments in, and sometimes we do it called rejected segments. And Ray yells out, rejected segments. Let's do it live this time. This is stuff we didn't get to.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, ready, Raymond? Go ahead.
Rejected segments.
Amy sent this in.
Okay. I can't wait to defend myself.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's that when people create games, like Mike D, he'll create the whole game and send it to me. And sometimes it gets used. But he creates the whole game. So Amy sends
this
in.
I create the game
no,
so
hold
that
on.
Okay, go.
Amy says, since Priscilla Presley's birthday was Thursday, we could play some sort of Elvis game.
Or?
Oh.
But first of all, or a Name Their Famous Parents game. You know, Mike comes up with a list. So basically, she just threw a completely broad idea and then also sent in that Mike should do it.
Yes, game idea so that Mike can come up with it so I can play.
You can take it and create a game and step out. I mean, Eddie, all I do is win. He'll just win anyway.
That's
whatever.
True.
He doesn't always win.
Yeah,
he
always
win.
For sure. I
How long
won.
Has it been since Lunchbox has won a game? Like, well, I can't remember game that he actually won.
Well, I won a couple times this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you win by the technical rules, I've won a couple, but, I mean, that doesn't count, I guess.
What are the technical
rules? I have no idea what you just said.
Well, on one, we went to overtime, but if you listen to the audio back, I was the first one.
But you didn't win.
Yeah, see, okay. That's what I'm saying. If you go by the technical rules, I did win.
Yes, we always play by the technical rules because those are the rules.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's
but
a
you
rule.
Didn't give me the win even though I got in first with the answer.
Hmm. Here's another Amy suggested segment.
Oh, great.
Ready, Ray? Hit it.
Are all of these mine?
Go ahead.
Rejected segments.
Amy wrote that her husband is 40 years old and just found out he can rip off a banana and just pay for it individually. How did he not know this? He thought he had to buy the whole bunch. I mean, other people know this, right?
That's interesting.
Thank you!
That's interesting that he didn't know that.
Oh.
He's so smart.
Okay. He thought in order to buy the banana, it had to be a single banana sitting by itself or whatever. But that if you wanted, you had to pick out the best bunch that you wanted. He thought at the store, you'd get in trouble for ripping it off. Clearly, he hasn't bought that many bananas, but I blew my mind. He didn't know that.
But whoever just buys an individual banana.
Well, if I was going and just wanted a banana, I would.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he felt like the employees would be like, what are you doing ripping that banana off? I'm like, just take the banana.
All right, there you go. There's that segment.
Maybe. Pretty good segment.
Okay, thank you.
I also feel like Amy really puts extra effort into it if I say it's going to fail. Like, if we just did that on the air, I was like, hey, so Amy's husband didn't know she'd be like, yeah.
Be crickets?
Yeah. But now she's trying to prove it.
No,
okay,
I'm
here's this
giving
one.
You the... Okay, great.
This is Amy creating games. Ready? Let's do name the highway that's in the song, and then she gives one example, and then Mike to create the rest of the game.
I'm going to start doing that. I like that.
I've talked to Mike about this. Like, he can come up with the games. Like, if you like the idea, why wouldn't you want me playing it?
I agree with you, Amy. There's no. I'm not going to create a game if I got to sit out.
Yeah.
I'll give you the idea, and then you come up with the questions.
I'm not going to Pat Sajak this place.
You can take one for the team, Amy, and create a game for the show to play without you. You've done it before. You're someone that cares about the show more than yourself.
But who's going to play if I don't?
Well, Eddie wins everything anyway.
Thank you again.
Well, here we go again.
I hear that. Okay, what else? What else did Amy send that got rejected?
Raymond?
Rejected segments.
Amy said, I ordered this on Amazon today since the intern thinks I'm old looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rubber anti-aging face slimmer mouth muscle tightener.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth and then you do these. You go, with it in your mouth. And I ordered it Amazon Prime. It should be here tomorrow. Can't
wait. It.
I'll let you know once it gets in, but I'll probably prep about it and it'll get rejected.
But we still talked about it here, I think they're funny or I wouldn't have brought them up.
Mm-hmm.
I do it in jest just a little bit.
What's next? Do you have more bones?
Yeah. Yeah, I sent more.
From her?
Yeah, man. Got rejected.
You want more rejected ones from you?
I mean, yeah, why not?
I don't really have any more. That's all you sent in the last day or so. Oh. I have one here from Morgan number two. She wants to call Lunchbox out for hiring an exterminator because he's Mr. Manly Man and he can't get rid of his own bugs.
It's not a bug. It's an animal. It's a creature. And I put out a trap thinking it was a possum. And it took the bait and left, so I did some Googling, and they say that's a raccoon, and I ain't messing with no raccoon.
Didn't you go to try to find the raccoon in Hillary's attic?
Yeah, but I couldn't find it.
But you looked for it.
There was nothing up there. No, that was a possum. We weren't worried about being a raccoon.
But you didn't know what it was.
Listen.
Wait, you're scared of a raccoon?
A raccoon will whoop your butt.
No, it won't. No, yeah, it won't. Okay. I was around raccoons my whole life.
Oh, so you've ever fought a raccoon?
I never got in a fist fight with one? No.
So you have no idea if it'll beat you up or not. Put your nukes up, raccoon.
I just feel like you could take on a raccoon if you wanted to.
You just get a net or a gun, or depending how you want to handle it.
I'm not going to be putting bullet holes in my basement.
You don't shoot guns anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You said get a gun. I'm not going to go down to my basement and be shooting at a raccoon. It goes out the wall, hits the neighbor.
Bow and arrow.
No.
Jab, jab.
So yeah, uppercut. I called an exterminator to get the raccoon out of there.
I'm not even messing with you. I would call it exterminator. But the fact that you think you have to fist fight a raccoon to actually claim your territory. Oh, I told you, raccoon, I live here.
Haymaker.
And that you feel like you have all these like crazy stories in your head of raccoons fighting people.
Ryukin.
Ryukin. That's great. Karayu wins.
Ryukin. Finish him.
Finish him.
What is that from?
Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Street Fighter.
Yeah, both of them, actually. Haruken is from Street Fighter, but Finish Him is from Mortal Kombat. Best.
Okay,
yeah.
I do not.
Raccoon
don't know that.
Wins.
Yes. See? This is a rejected segment.
But
it's
I think
really
the fact
good.
That we talk about it in the rejected way makes it funny. Like, that's what makes it funny. Mm. Then we go, this segment sucked, and then we make fun of the segment, and then it turns into something.
I love it when Lunchbox is trying to trying to make a point, and you Google something, and it stays quiet for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm just reading. I'm trying to find out about how if you should approach a raccoon or not.
And you shouldn't approach anything scaring
exactly.
it. Anything. Even a bird.
Oh, no, a bird.
You ever fist fought a bird?
I've knocked a bird down before.
I fought many birds. They're nothing to that. Yeah. I beat up a pigeon back in Nam.
Depends on the bird.
Like, if there's a ostrich, you're not messing with that thing.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't
no
mess
way,
with ostriches.
No.
Their eyeballs are the same size as ours. It's crazy.
That's a weird fact.
Have you ever looked at those things? They're really strange looking.
Of all the things. Okay. So, yeah, that's
yeah,
that.
And see, and it says, relocating or killing raccoons without a permit is forbidden in many...
Oh, now you're Mr. Permit?
See, I'm not going to break the law, guys.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well... As we head into the weekend, here's today's show. We had Matt Carney come by today. If you don't get to hear his performance today because we can't play music on this, but you go and watch it on YouTube. That was pretty phenomenal. Eddie and I geeked out a little bit.
Oh, man. That's
and
crazy.
That's always fun for us because it's cool to bring in people you really like. So here we go with Friday's show. Ah, Ooken.
Raccoon wins.
When are you getting... When are you getting the raccoon lunchbox out of your house?
Man, they've been trying. They haven't been able to get them. They put some traps up and...
Oh, you've already called the exterminator.
Oh, yeah. The exterminator's been to my house a couple times.
Are they like, oh...
Because you can hear it sometimes.
Why are you calling us?
On the downstairs bathroom, you can hear... On the bathtub, you can hear it going... And you're like, that's not good.
Lunchbox, what if that's your little ghost friend?
No, that was back in Austin. That ghost didn't move houses. It's been in the same house the whole time. But yeah, it's a raccoon.
Ghosts can't move houses?
No, why would
he
move?
Moved up here with you?
No, it wasn't even
what
in
if
my
he
rode
in the back
then.
Seat? You wouldn't see him anyway.
He misses you.
No. The ghost wasn't in my house.
How many times have you driven back and forth from Nashville to Austin?
Oh, you're
telling me that not one time he could have gotten the back seat?
No, because I didn't go to that house.
But I'm saying he couldn't walk down the street. He's a ghost.
No,
he can do whatever he wants.
He just show up.
I mean, he could have, but
he could be in the room right now.
Yeah, but he's not.
Hold on. Listen.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, make fun of me if you want.
Oh, man.
I
don't know what guys are laughing at, but that's a raccoon noise, and that ghost isn't here, so.
And that ghost trapped you in the closet.
It did. One time I spent the night over at Mark's house walking to the bathroom, and that ghost shoved me in the closet. It got real cold, and I couldn't open the door.
Did you ever see Mark's dad anywhere around?
What do you mean? Yeah, he was around all the time.
Well, could it have been him?
No.
Like, you're just walking, and he's like, and shoves you in the closet?
No. Why would his dad shove me in the closet? That's so weird.
Just to play truck on you.
No. And when we would be over there after school, you would see footprints on the stairs and the door, the front door, you'd lock it. 5 minutes later, unlock. No joke.
Could it have been a raccoon?
No.
And that's why.
It was a kid that died in that house.
There's no kid that died in that house.
Yes, it did. Oh, okay.
Are his feet wet?
Yeah,
Mark had a pool. The kid drowned in the pool.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Sad.
Are we sure that's a real story?
I don't know.
Well, no
why would I make that up?
This.
And by the way, how do we know they were wet? He just said footprints.
Yeah, I didn't say they were
wet.
Sorry,
I guess
but then Lunchbox said he had a pool. Because now Lunchbox is making things to go with the story.
No, I feel like before, somewhere in my head, of the years of hearing this story, I know that the ghost was wet because Lunchbox ended up wet or something.
No, I said it got really cold in the closet.
No, that's when he had tuberculosis and he would wake up covered in sweat.
Yeah, I did have that.
That's crazy.
Could you imagine if our show was like this? I love it.
Oh, our show's awesome like this.
I mean, it's the podcast part, but I mean...
Yeah. Oh, it's not the real show?
No.
Oh.
This is the post-show, pre-show.
I didn't realize that.
It's real to me.
Yeah, it's all real.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
This is where all the good segments make it.
That's right.
That's right, Amy. You're right.
There, tell your friends. All right, well, we'll see you here. We're going to start the show, and we'll be back next week. What?
Okay, bye.
What?
Do you
want to say anything, Amy?
Hey, I just hope everyone has a really great weekend.
All right. Thank you very much, and away we go.
Hope it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here we are.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Friday Show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, how about this? I just got a message that came in yesterday. Low cash. Preston says we're coming to your party.
Oh boy. The RSVP.
Yeah, I put that on the guest list there for the old Monday pool party, barbecue, friendship gathering. Whew. So yeah, I just got a message early. Those guys that do those shows stay up so late. I guess you just get into that habit, huh? Where you do a show, you get off stage at 11 or 12. By the time you wind down, it's 2 or 3. And then you're just up.
Yeah, you just live that life.
It's tough for me because on weekends, I'll go on stage for my stand-up comedy act at 9 or so. The show starts at 7 or 8, depending. And I'll go on at 9 or 9:30. I'll do an hour, get off at 10:30, go to sleep about 12, 12:30. But then I have to switch, and then on Monday, get up at 3 o'clock again. Like a zombie.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
I'm constantly time-zoned. You know what I mean? Like, it's always switching.
Your body's so confused.
My body's a wonderland, actually. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, speaking of John Mayer, Lindsay L's album came out today, The Continuum Project, which is her recreating John Mayer's full album. And so, why don't we play some of Waiting on the World to Change? Here we go. This is from Lindsay L.
So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. Standing at a distance, so we keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change.
So there's that. That's out today. It's really good. I was nervous because at the time we were together, and that was my favorite album too, and is my favorite album.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very nervous she's gonna not do a great job, but she did a great job. So good for her. Tim McGraw has a new song out today, by the way. It's Humble and Kind in Spanish. Now, before I hit Tim McGraw doing it, Eddie, can you sing this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My favorite verse is...
No. Sing the chorus.
Oh, okay. Quiero que humble y kind.
Okay, here's
the actual thing in Spanish was and it
well,
was
Well, I don't know
e.
how to say humble in Spanish. Gosh,
all right, play it.
Surprise on that.
But you should know that, right?
I should, but I don't know humble.
Okay, here is Tim McGraw doing Humble and Kind in Spanish. Go ahead.
Nunca te olvides que amar. Una flor, un si, un te quiero. No iría mentir robar. Tienes muchas rutas que andar y más. Nunca te olvides que amar.
What do you think about that, Eddie?
That's really good. Although he's not singing Always Be Humble and Kind. He says something like, don't ever forget to be kind or something.
It translates to never forget to love.
That's it.
Oh.
That's why he can do it better than me. I'd rather him do siempre be humble y kind. You know what I mean? It's Tex-Mex style.
Is that what you are more than Mexican? You're Tex-Mex?
Yes. Oh, Bones. Yeah. When I talk to my parents, they speak to me in Spanish and I speak to them in English. My whole life.
Mike D, what are you more? Are you more Mexican or Hispanic or what?
Mexican.
So Mike D's Mexican. Like, he's fluent Spanish, and Eddie's Tex-Mex.
Correct.
And I'm more Arkansas, Texas, Nashville.
Yes. We're all something.
Hey, we're all somebody from somewhere,
right?
Well, here we are. It's Friday's show. Amy, anything you want to address today on the show as we start?
I'm Texan.
You're Texan.
Yeah, but I took 8 years of Spanish. And my dad's fluent. Does that count?
Your dad's very fluent, yeah.
Yeah, but he grew up in South Texas, where they speak Spanish.
Yeah, where I'm from.
Basically.
In Arkansas, we don't even call queso. We call it cheese dip.
Yeah.
That's how non-Spanish I was growing up. I was like, I'll take some cheese dip, please.
Mm.
And so when I moved to Texas, they were like, queso. I was like, man, you guys are crazy.
What's this queso?
Queso. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A big old ICU to Nakia Yates, 10 years old, riding to school with her grandma. And her grandma Valerie had a medical emergency, lost control of the car. Now, little girl's 10, she grabs the wheel, dodges a pedestrian, steers the car out of the way of oncoming traffic. Again, she's 10.
Wow.
She got the car pulled over and called 911 from her grandmother's phone. Paramedics responded quick enough, got them both to the hospital. She's okay. The grandma's okay. The granddaughter's okay. Everybody's okay. But she's 10. You have an 11-year-old daughter. Can you imagine her doing
it? No, but yeah. Maybe I should let her start
driving. Yeah, for sure.
Practicing.
No. On the highway.
Something.
That's a cool story. 10 years old. That's a big old ICU. Now let's go to Ray with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Canada at a restaurant. Two men left a homemade bomb inside a restaurant, injuring more than a dozen people. They're still searching for the two men. Pictures are online. In Oklahoma City at a restaurant, a suspect opened fire, injuring people, but then was shot and brought down by an armed civilian. And finally, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Weather-wise, a lot of rain and severe weather in the South and Midwest. The rain's going to be in the South all weekend long, so definitely safe travels if you're headed anywhere.
Megan in Georgia.
Hey.
What up?
Hey, someone called last week about my car because I have a sticker that says B-Team and a sticker that says Pimpin' Joy.
Yeah, I remember that. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you in Georgia? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Columbus.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they're like, shout out Lisa. And I was like, no, my name's not Lisa, because I literally just bought this Jeep for my mom. My mother-in-law. And that day, I had went and got my tag changed to say B-Team.
Oh, so you have your license plate that says B-Team.
And that's what I said, hey, Lisa. And I was like, no, it's not Lisa. So now my tag says B-Team.
Your actual license plate, your tag, say B-Team.
Yes.
How much did that cost?
It was only like $50.
Only? Dang, got a money tree in your backyard?
Well, my husband said he's never driving my Jeep ever.
Yeah, but I think the B-Team's a pretty cool thing. You know, it's a group of like-minded listeners that just want to do a lot of good for the world. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's all we're here to do. I appreciate that, Megan. Thanks for representing. Appreciate you. Hope you have a good day today. Hey, Carson in Texas.
Hello?
What up?
Hey.
What are you up to?
Oh, walking the dogs.
Yeah? Well, what kind of dogs you got?
So my boyfriend's dog is a border collie and mine is a beagle mix.
And so you're out early walking them, huh?
Yeah, so I'm down in Green for a work meeting this week, and I was listening to yesterday's pre-show, just laughing at the pool party drama.
Oh, yes. You know, we're just trying to get this pool party ready, and with that comes drama. And so, we'll see what happens with that. Well, I appreciate you listening, and that post-show pre-show is only for the people that listen to the podcast. So thanks for listening to that. Thanks for calling in. Hope you have a good day today. Hope the work meeting goes well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody check out that post-show pre-show. When we finish this show, we go right to the podcast and do an extra part of the show, and it leads the podcast off. So just search for Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Longer form, we get into bigger, dumber arguments. Not mean arguments. But they're quite dumber because we have longer to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Pretty dumb.
Yeah, so the longer we talk, dumber it gets, what I say.
I was watching the video of this guy. He was working at Popeye's Chicken, and he wants to quit, so he goes in with a phone and raps that he's quitting. He calls it quitting in style.
Okay.
I mean, I watched it because I was intrigued. But this guy's never going to get another good job again. Like, imagine you're doing the background search on this guy, and you see the video of him going in, turning music on, and rapping about Popeye's Chicken. Here, listen. This is some of it. So here he is going into the store. Go ahead.
See y'all there.
Work here no more. You don't want to work no more. Hey, hey. Work here no more. He mad back there.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he goes future in, employers would be like, that's pretty cool.
No, they wouldn't. First of all, it's to Big Pun's, I don't want to be a player no more. Mm-hmm. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot. You know that song?
Yeah.
But then he starts talking about how they drop chicken on the floor. Oh. Like, if you're an employer and you go, oh, let me look up this guy, and you see him going in, bashing his other place publicly, just quit your job, everybody. Stop trying to get on Twitter with this. You never get another good job again.
Yeah. Hey, did Inetta the Mood Setter ever get another job in radio?
Amy, I don't know.
Oh.
Because she got on the radio.
This makes me think. She quit in style.
You never heard Inetta the Mood Setter?
Oh, my gosh. She's like, she went out in style.
We'll get that for you later, Eddie. She was on the air, and she was like, I quit this beat. And she's like, this place is run.
Oh, yeah. She went off.
We'll get it for you later.
Live air.
Let me say this. And I know Lunchbox loves it when people go in and cause a scene whenever they quit.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks he's going to do that here one day.
Oh, if I ever quit, you better believe I'm not going to give you a heads up. It's going to be live on the radio. I'm gonna flip the desk. I'm going to, yeah.
Flip the desk.
I don't think you could flip this, but.
I'll figure out something. You know how they flip the table when they get real upset in a movie scene? I want to do that.
I almost did that once when I almost quit.
See? It's so cool.
Okay. I mean, I yelled something.
Not
people better be prepared. I was already leaving the show, but someone was going to fill in for me because I was quitting, basically.
By the way, Amy was quitting because she was moving.
Yeah. My husband was in the Air Force and we were moving, so I couldn't do the show anymore. But anyway, we ended up working it out where I could stay on the show, but there was a hot minute where I was a little annoyed with y'all about something.
Mostly Lunchbox.
And Bobby was already actively looking for my replacement. And I pushed my chair back and I said, I hope whoever takes my job is prepared. Freaking prepared. And then I may or may not have left the room.
And then I made sure Amy could work forever and built a studio in her house in North Carolina.
So then I had to come back and be like, okay, I'll work here. Come
on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So people are out enjoying a sunny day on their boat out in the river, just kind of doing their thing, when they stumble upon a baby moose who is submerged in a muddy riverbank they're, you know, going along in their boat. So instead of just passing on by and being like, oh, hey, good luck, you know, baby moose.
They stopped for the moose.
They stopped and helped get free the calf, the moose calf.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love it.
I like that one.
And
yeah,
I love that they stumbled upon him because... I don't know. And they were able to carry the calf to a spot to let it recover.
I'd have been scared of the mama moose going to come out. But that's really cool that they stopped. Because really, you probably go by and go, oh, it's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's an animal.
And then they got on their cell phones to contact a wildlife officer to make sure that, you know, the baby moose is taken care of after they were done.
Oh, well, they followed up with it.
Yeah, followed up. Okay. Yeah, all the things.
There you go.
This story comes to us from Largo, Florida. A 50-year-old man was walking to the bar with his girlfriend. He was like, man, it's another mile. I don't want to walk that far. So they stopped at Walmart and grabbed one of the electric carts.
Oh.
And they drove it the mile to the bar.
I mean, that's all of our dream a little bit, right?
It's kind of smart thinking.
No. I would disagree with that logic of it being smart thinking, but we can't all act like we hadn't wanted to do that.
Maybe just a little.
You see the guy that stole the ambulance and drove it for a 40-minute joyride?
Yes.
40 minutes?
40 minutes.
Uh-huh. How did he get away with it for that long?
Probably the lights and cars moving out of the way.
True.
I didn't buy you 40 minutes.
That's funny. He turns on the lights and even the cops have to go up.
Yeah, let him through.
Scoot to the right.
Yeah, he stole the ambulance for 40 minutes. Like, that's also something we've thought about doing.
Absolutely.
Because who's going to steal an ambulance? They leave it running in case someone had to jump in the back and go.
Why don't anybody ever steal a fire truck? You hear about people stealing the engine.
Too big.
Yeah,
man.
You have to learn. You have to have a special license to maneuver that.
Yeah, but you're stealing it. You can't get a stealing license. But my point is, it's probably too big just to drive. It takes two people to drive it.
Oh.
Front and back. You gotta have somebody drive that back.
Because that'd be kind of fun to be driving down the road and start doing the ladder.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What were you looking at me like? Somebody has to drive the back.
There's two parts to the truck.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
The back is so big, they have somebody driving the back, too.
Oh, I thought they were just back there, like, wee.
Challenging now.
All right, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Kind of nervous you guys are coming over because you're all going to judge my new house.
And yeah,
I'm
are.
I'm not moved in yet.
Okay, I'm sure we're going to judge it in a good way. We're going to be like, oh, wow, ooh.
I don't know.
I'm judging in a good way right now.
I don't know about that. I'm having a party this weekend. I've never even had a party.
Mm-mm. No, at none of your houses here have you ever had a real party. I mean, you sort of had people over Thanksgiving from time to time.
That's not a party.
Okay,
that's everybody's
lonely.
You had
a Super Bowl party once, but I think everybody had to be out by halftime.
That's probably true, too. Well, it's the first time I've actually spent money on a party.
Right, because you got a DJ.
Yeah, we're having a big one.
And pizza.
Yeah, how about that? So here are the things people judge. The backyard. Don't judge my backyard.
Okay.
Just because it's been raining. It's probably not mowed perfectly.
But do you mow?
It gets mowed. Don't worry about that. Number three, the furniture.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have all my furniture in yet.
Okay, we'll try not to judge that.
Number two, the bathroom.
Definitely going to be judging that. Better be clean. If you're having people over, clean your bathroom.
Well, you're not going to be in my bedroom bathroom anyway.
Any of your bathrooms.
That's fine. I'll make sure the big one's clean. Okay. Like the main one, whatever it's called. And then number one, the kitchen.
Okay.
Who judge the kitchen? What are you going to judge in the kitchen, though?
I guess if dishes are piled up in the sink, if there's ants, crumbs.
Well, there's not going to be that.
Well, I'm just thinking if food's just left out for days, if your floor is mopped.
All that'll happen, but it'll get dirty because people are coming over. Anyway, that's the article. Those are the things people judge the most when they go to the house.
Okay, well,
backyard, then furniture, then bathroom at two, then kitchen. I'm surprised bathroom is so high. Yeah, that's happening. So we'll get a whole report when we come back from the weekend about how you feel about the house.
Okay.
All right. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, so Carrie Underwood supposedly pregnant. Read that in the news?
With twins.
Yeah, the thing is, they quoted an inside source. If you really know Carrie Underwood, are you telling a tabloid that she's secretly pregnant?
Probably not. And Carrie was just at a winery with her husband.
Yeah, but was she drinking wine? I know, you know what? I don't even care. That's her business. All I'm saying is, when I read these stories, they go an inside source very close to Carrie tells a tabloid that she might be pregnant. I just roll my eyes. Because if any of my friends ever went to a magazine or a blog and told them anything super personal about me, I'd kill them. They wouldn't be my friend anymore.
Maybe they got paid.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be my friend anymore.
You wouldn't know.
No. Hey, I want to go talk to Morgan number two. We're going to do a 24-year-old, but have you seen what Pizza Hut's doing?
No.
What?
Okay, here, hit it. Let's do this. What do 24-year-olds
care about? Pizza Hut came out with a s'mores pizza that's just back for the summer. It's a chocolate chip cookie with marshmallows, graham crackers, and Hershey bits on top.
Oh. Ooh.
How about that s'mores pizza?
Give me.
We need to get me one of those for the party. Is it out now?
Yeah, it's out now, and it's only $7, so you can buy like five of them.
Oh, get it for the party.
Amy, would you eat s'mores pizza?
I mean, I would want to try it. I'm curious. I like s'mores, but yeah.
You know what pound for pound may be the best dessert? Is the Great America Cookie Company straight cookie.
Mm.
Like the cookie cake?
Oh, yeah. With white icing. Legit.
You know, a lot of things get credit, like cheesecake. Love it. You know, the big chocolate cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think pound for pound, that Great American Cookie Company cake's the best.
So, but that is the debate, though, because the way they decorate it, they use a chocolate icing and a white icing, and I'm always the one that's, like, cutting out the white part and taking wherever the white icing is.
Oh, I just cut all the icing off of it. Okay. No icing.
Oh.
Just straight cookie.
What?
You know me. Okay. I like a beer. Straight up. Nope. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. My big get-together is coming up on Monday. Got a swim pool, got a DJ, got a snow cone machine. Problem is, last time we looked, it said 90% chance of rain.
Oh, man.
I know.
There's like major storms rolling through.
Well, we have an expert weather guy, Crazy Ray, the weather guy. And so I want to check in with Crazy Ray and see what he feels like the weather is going to be Monday. Crazy Ray?
Woo! It's Crazy Ray, the weather guy. The weather's gonna be nice. The drinks are on ice. The DJ is spinning and Bobby is winning. The pool will be filled and the folks will be thrilled. High of almost 90 with only 20% chance of rain. Bust out the vodka and pour some champagne. Woo!
There we go. Looks like the...
So it's gonna be fine?
According to Crazy Ray the Weather Guy.
Okay.
I believe it was something like, no rain, bust out the champagne.
Yeah.
It's raining men.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Huh, so who do you trust more, your weather that you looked up or Crazy Ray's?
Well, he may have a more updated forecast.
Oh, of course. He has a radar, obviously.
He has the Ray radar. Woo! Well, yeah, it's Monday.
Okay.
What's that? I like this whole poem.
There's good rhymes on that
one.
That's
good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it looks like it's going to be okay. Guest list is up to 26 right now with low cash in.
Okay. You know, you haven't invited me yet. I have two kids and a wife.
Oh, so you're saying
that's
you're
four.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. Hey, by the way, speaking of Eddie and his kids, did you know Eddie Jr., his 10-year-old, got second place in a spelling bee?
That's cool. Boy.
Oh, that's impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? Was it his classroom or his class or what?
No, his entire class grade. All of them. I think that's a total of five or six classes. And man, he made it all the way.
Say five or six people.
No, classes. And he made it all the way to the end, second place.
So did he go down to a final word then?
Yeah, it was him and a girl, and the word was restaurant, and he got it wrong.
Oh, that one's tricky
for me.
Which
is tough.
Though. Yeah.
Amy,
mm-hmm.
Spell restaurant.
R-E-S-T-A, R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Excuse me?
I spelled it right.
You kind of faded away from the microphone as you were doing it. I need you to have...
Okay.
Go ahead.
R. Okay, lunch. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Correct.
Okay. Restaurant.
You would have won the spelling bee.
And then if you own a restaurant, you're a restaurateur.
There you go. Amy's dad used to have it, what, CeCe's?
Restaurateur. Oh, Mr. Gaddy's.
Mr. Gaddy's.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have Mr. Gaddy's all the time?
Well, in college, so they had different ones across the state of Texas, like not all of them. I mean, it's a franchise, so it just depends. But they had the one in College Station, Texas, and it was a Gaddy Town. So my friends and I used to hit that up.
We'd Did go you know play, the codes to get the free coins?
We'd go play games.
Yeah.
We'd eat the buffet. I mean, I don't know how we arranged it, but I mean, we just kind of would go and get to play.
The FDA has called for an end to the sale of sunscreen pills. Would you ever believe these are real?
Gosh, no, probably not.
The websites also claim they reduce early skin aging caused by the sun.
That part I might.
Yeah.
You know, I pick and choose.
So if anyone is hearing about this, because they are selling, the FDA commissioner says these pills do nothing to protect you. They do say that there are certain companies that do have products that work, but this is not one of them. So if sunscreen pills are popping up on your Instagram feed or Facebook, or you see them at the store,
just say
don't
no.
get them.
Okay.
Yeah, instead, get some yellow jackets from the gas station.
I always see those. You ever tried that?
No, man.
Those
I'm always scared of that.
Yeah, no, heck no.
What would that do to you?
I don't know.
Eddie, you want to do that one morning?
No.
Get some yellow jackets and see what it does to you?
I mean, I guess. I'll take a couple. I mean, I've seen the pack of like 10. I don't know if you take all 10 or
no
just two.
No way.
Hey, Mike D, grab some yellow jackets for next week.
Okay.
We're going to have Eddie take them and see what happens. All right, everybody,
make
good.
Sure it's the yellow jackets, not all the other options, because I've seen some weird ones.
They, hey, grab a few options. Those are some crazy ones.
Bones, stop.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Kate Fletcher is an English teacher in Virginia, and she wanted to encourage her students to go to college. And she was like, how can I raise money to help them get to college because they can't afford it? I'm going to get them scholarships. So she started training running, doing 5Ks. Then she worked her way up to marathons. And now she does it where she does 24 hours running around a track. And however many miles she runs, people donate a certain amount of money. She raised $23,000 this year.
Wow.
Because she ran 100 miles in 24 hours.
What?
And that money goes to scholarships for the kids?
For the students. Yeah, so they can go to college, and it shows, hey, it may be tough, but you can do it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Huh.
Love it.
And that's also a pretty entrepreneurial way to get money, is to go, I'm going to go and run and have people donate to me, and then me give that money to the kids. Wow, that's a crazy one. There you go. That's a Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
It's Friday, so we got movies hitting theaters. And the big one that everyone's excited about, Solo, A Star Wars Story. And it has 71% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Eddie, you're a Star Wars nerd. Are you excited about this?
Oh, yeah, dude. This is the story of how we get to learn about Han Solo and who he was when he was a kid. Awesome.
Do we care?
Like, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Okay. No, I think a lot of people care. For
okay,
sure.
I'm asking from my heart. That's mm-hmm. all. All right, what else?
As for music, Lindsay L. released her version of John Mayer's album Continuum. Her version is called The Continuum Project, and it came together after her producer, Christian Bush, gave her a homework assignment and made her record her favorite album, This Happens to Be It, and she played every instrument.
So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change.
And while we're on new music, Tim McGraw released sort of a new song. It's a new version of Humble and Kind. And this time, he sang the entire thing in Spanish.
Nunca te olvides que más.
The title of this song in Spanish actually translates to Never Forget to Love. I'm Amy, that's your skinny.
If you suffer from fear of missing out, then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it and what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, here we go. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella?
Why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella?
For drizzle.
That one's still funny to you.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, still, always.
It is fun.
That was
funny.
Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Last year, parents invented 1,100 new baby names. Just invented them.
No, out of nowhere.
Yeah, the most popular brand new name was Camry, but spelled C-A-M-R-E-I-G-H. But yeah, Camry like a car, like the old Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
91 parents named their kids Camry. I know.
Without talking to each other?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. The second was Asad, A-S-A-H-D, 58 babies. DJ Khaled's son was named Asad.
Oh.
And so they think that's where that name came from.
Probably.
DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Another kid. Name him Asad. The third most popular name was Tashmara. The name could have been based on an internet celebrity. Do you know who that is?
No, I was going to guess Game of Thrones, but I guess not.
No, Tashmara Rivera. So anyway, other names were Kashtan, Draxler, Noctis. These are all the leaders. Miracle with two L's.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Fancy.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Is it cool though? Come on.
What's your name, Miracle with two L's?
But that's the problem with naming somebody funny, with the letter combination funny. They always have to say it and explain it every time for their whole life.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to get that right.
It's like I'll be out and I'll be signing books and someone will come and go, hey, what's your name? Well, my name's Andy. But I spell it A-N-D-I-I-I-E-E-E-Y. And I'm like, oh, man, that stinks. You have to do that every time.
Well, maybe you just say Miracle.
Miracle-ella. Hey, by the way, speaking of kids, I hear Amy's daughter called 911. Is that true?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, no.
She
what
was
happened?
Playing with my phone. I don't know if she just hit the emergency. I had no idea she even did it. She just had my phone. And the next thing I know, she's bringing it to me real casual, like, hey, somebody's calling you. Somebody's calling you. So I answer it. And it's a 911 dispatcher that is calling back to make sure that everything is okay because my phone called 911, which I was like, wow, super thoughtful of you, but we're good.
So were you a little bit scared?
No, I wasn't because she... Well, I just put it all together quickly. I mean, she had my phone. Then the woman called and said, hey, this is 911. We're calling back because you called 911. And then so then I look at her and I'm like, Sashira, did you call 911? So
and what did she say?
She's like, whoopsie. She's like, I didn't mean to. There's the emergency, whatever. I don't really know how she did it or why. But problem is, I said, you can't just start pressing buttons on a phone. Like, this is a felony.
Oh.
Isn't it? That?
Did you send a prison person to your house to scare her straight? Yeah. Because that he, hey.
I'm about to take her to the penitentiary and scare her straight. Like, you can't just be calling emergency numbers like that.
Have her talk to them, and they'd be like, you know what I'm in for? I called 911 twice one night. I've been in for 11 years.
Yeah, and no ice cream, no pizza, no tablet. Whoa. I know.
Why does she have your phone, though, without you knowing?
Oh, she didn't have, she doesn't have the code. She didn't have unlocked. She was just playing with it. I was like, I don't know. She walked away with it. Who knows? But she brought it back real quick when it was ringing. She's like, you're getting a call. You're getting a call. So I was like, but the 911 operator, I thought she probably could have been annoyed because clearly she has more important things to do. But she was really kind and nice and told me to have a great night. I said, okay, thanks. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. So most people have no idea what their voice actually sounds like. Because how we hear our own voice through our head and our ears isn't how others hear it. That's why we hate hearing ourselves recorded. You know, some people go, oh, I can't stand the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, okay.
Did you know we've never actually seen our own face?
Yeah,
only
hi.
A reflection of it or a picture of it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You can't actually see your own face.
It's not possible, Amy.
Well, yeah, I know. I guess. So is there a chance we look better?
Yes. I think that you look a lot better than you think you do.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, sometimes you get down on yourself. But you know what? I think you're pretty.
Oh, thank you. You
pretty too. Awesome, too. That's right.
Yeah, some people take better pictures than other people, though. That's not fair if you're seeing yourself in a photo only.
Well, my point is that you've never actually seen your own face.
Yeah.
You've either seen a reflection of it or a picture of it.
Wow. That's really crazy when you think about it too long. Because you're like, you'd have to take your eyeballs out.
And turn them around.
Now we're in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah.
America is best represented by what type of music do you feel, Amy?
America. Rock, like classic rock and roll or something.
Nah.
Classic rock and roll. Rap and hip hop came in first.
Oh.
Okay.
It's the biggest format right now. Number two is country.
Yeah.
Boom.
Number three is top 40 rock, and R&B comes in at number five.
Dang. So should, I mean, we be,
so what?
Try to be more hip hop?
No, we play hip hop on Fridays. We do the dance party.
I know.
We're not trying to be something we're not. We're just normal humans.
I'm hip hop. I'm into that.
Stop it. Anyone that yells they're hip hop is not hip hop.
Good point.
I am.
I'm hip hop.
Especially when I go to sleep in my East Coast, West Coast shirt. It's got Biggie and Tupac on it.
But Amy, do you understand that kids aren't really familiar with Biggie and Tupac except for the fact that they're old and in documentaries?
They're missing out.
Okay,
if they were alive today, their music would still be relevant.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. America chose their most trusted brands. So I will give you the type of item. Tell me the brand that you think won, okay?
Easy.
Lip balm.
Chapstick.
Correct. Nice. Okay. You want to play that game?
Which would that be?
Good at it.
Okay.
Mayonnaise.
Ooh. Oh.
This is the most trusted mayonnaise for Americans. Go ahead.
I don't know what's most trusted, but I know the best one is Hellman's.
The winner is Hellman's.
Yeah.
You don't mess around with mayonnaise.
Okay. You're two for two. How about the most trusted by America fabric softener?
Downy.
Correct.
Wow. Over Snuggles?
Yeah.
Okay, Amy. Laundry detergent.
Tide.
Correct.
Wow, Amy.
I don't use any of these products, by the way.
Paper towels.
Bounty.
Correct.
The quicker people upper. Yeah.
Amy, do you know these or you just know America?
I just know America.
Okay, really, tampons. Really tampons.
Tampax.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I'm just like thinking when I'm at Target, like what I see.
Yeah, give her something tricky, Bones.
Okay, I got you. You might get this one right.
Advertising.
Toothpaste.
Oh, this is so hard.
Toothpaste.
I would say the front runners would be Colgate and Crest.
Toothpaste,
but I'm
going to
go Colgate.
She says Colgate. The answer is Crest.
Got her.
Went the wrong direction with that one. Okay.
You did. Bottle water.
Oh, man. Bottle water. That one's so hard. Aquafina.
Dasani.
Similar bottle.
Coffee.
Starbucks.
Folgers.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, you've really bombed out as of late.
No,
you're on a slump. She's slumping, boys.
Okay.
She's slumping.
It was the pressure.
Redeem me.
Okay. Tequila.
Tequila? I don't really love tequila.
Don't look at Eddie.
I'm not. I'm picturing like something that says Jose Cuervo.
Patron.
Oh, wow.
Amy, you're on a 4-game losing streak here.
Okay. Come on. Give me something I do know.
Air freshener.
Febreze.
Correct. Okay, in the game, please. Please, God, in the game. Yes. That is correct.
Oh, gosh. I was making you proud, and then all of a sudden...
You were. You were so proud. I was like, we have the new Pulse of America Junior right here. All right. Thank you, Aim.
Well, how many of those would you have gotten right?
All.
Even Patron? You wouldn't have even been able to name a tequila.
Oh.
Dang.
You're right.
Or actually, which one does our CEO own?
He owns
Casa de Drones.
Yeah, Casa Dragones.
It's like a sipping tequila where like every sip is like $5.
I have to buy alcohol for my get-together this weekend. So, by the way, I will pass out the final invites coming up next. You guys care about that?
Whatever, man. We'll just... Whatever you want to do.
Just sitting around waiting. What? The Bobby
Bones Show. All right, hopping into the 3-day weekend, I hope you get 3 days off. I hope that you actually take time to remember why we have Memorial Day and all the sacrifices that those who protected us made. And even just thank someone in the military that has served or is serving. Amy, tell your husband we said thank you very much.
I will. Thanks.
Happy what he's done for this country. Happy what all you guys and gals and everybody's done for this country. So, that being said, since we're not working on Monday... We are having a get-together at my house. I believe we should celebrate with friendship. And, you know, what started as just having a few friends over has kind of turned into quite the soiree.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, here I am with a DJ and a snow cone machine. I mean, that alone says party, right? Like, I don't know much about parties, but come on.
Oh, my goodness. I told my kids about the snow cone machine, and they're freaking out.
And kids will be there? Woo! Okay. So... I think right now, after Low Cash confirmed, there are 26. Now, I'd put the total at 30, which Eddie dropped on me and said he has 4 coming.
Yeah, 2 kids and 1 wife.
Well, if I invite Eddie, that limits the list.
That's it. That's you're maxed out after me.
So what are you going to do? You have to extend it. You have to hope maybe, is there a wait list?
Or disinvite.
That's what I
disinvite
have to do.
Someone.
This is what I have to do at yoga. Sometimes if it's full, I get on the wait list, and then I get an email telling me someone dropped out and I can come.
Wow.
Oh, so I should put people on the wait list?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, by the way, we worried about the weather. It was a 90% chance of rain, and thankfully Crazy Ray, the weather guy, exists because he just nailed us with this forecast right here. Crazy Ray?
Crazy Ray, the weather guy. The weather's gonna be nice. The drinks are on ice. The DJ is spinning and Bobby is winning. The pool will be filled and the folks will be thrilled. High of almost 90 with only 20% chance of rain. Bust out the vodka and pour some champagne. Woo!
It's raining.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Well, let me just say this.
Woo!
We have run this bit into the ground over the past couple weeks.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, here you go.
I just wouldn't have a party without inviting everyone, period. I never would do that, ever.
Oh.
Again, ever. So everybody that works for the show has always been able to come.
Oh.
So that would never be a thing that I wouldn't invite anybody. So, yeah, come one, come all.
Okay. Yeah! Okay.
Party.
So, all right.
Woo-hoo. Okay, good.
Eddie, but you're taking up the lead cooker.
Yeah, no, I got it, dude. I got it. I'll bring the smoker, the grill. You have a grill there, right?
Yeah, I have a grill.
Okay, we're good to go.
So we have to organize. But I would never have a party and not invite somebody. Everybody's coming.
I was worried. I'll be honest with you.
So, well, now the big question is, now that Lunchbox is invited, is he coming?
I'm not even doing that. I'm not even going down that road. It doesn't matter. I'm just inviting everybody. Everybody can come. It doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome. Bring sunscreen.
That's you know. What you want people to bring? Sunscreen? Yeah.
Whatever you do at parties,
not like
I'm not sure.
Like a side dish?
Do I? But is that the thing? If I'm going to have a cool party, Eddie told me that I'm not supposed to do that.
No. He has to have everything
there. Oh, you
want
to provide everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to.
Oh.
But you just said you want, Eddie said, in order to have a cool party, you need to provide it. You said you want
I
want to
be
cool
like
party.
The Puff Daddy of country music.
Okay, well, then that's what you need to do.
I mean, you
But what other side things
you
are
say,
there?
You say, just bring yourself. That's what
okay,
you tell people.
Just bring your, if I said, bring your sunscreen.
Well, technically, you should provide
I mean, you
that
You should
too.
Probably have that there, too, by the pool.
What do I need to, Amy, what do I need to have at the party?
You should have towels.
Well, you have to bring towels.
Okay. Oh, BYOT?
Yeah, okay. BYOT, yeah.
I mean,
just moved into this house. My house isn't even done. You want towels too?
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
I'll bring it. I'll bring my own towel. Listen, we'll talk off air and see what you want to do. Because people are already texting me seeing what they should bring. And I'm like, this is Bobby's party, but I'll try to find out. And
but really, this is what happens at a party. People come and they don't ever eat the crap. Like, I get it, and people don't eat it.
You can't have nothing because you're assuming people are going to eat the stuff.
I have snow cones,
yep.
and I'm going to order pizza, and Eddie's going to grill out. What are you going to grill, Eddie?
I'm going to smoke some chicken wings, and then maybe we can do some ribs on the grill.
What about,
there we
like,
go.
Salad?
BYOS.
Yeah, BYOS.
Okay,
I'm not grilling
snacks.
Salad.
You need snacks.
Eddie,
salad.
Are you going to grill salad?
No.
What
about will you if Amy asked specially?
I mean, maybe bring a head of lettuce and I'll put it on the grill.
Bobby,
but.
Like chips and salsa, like people can bring dips and chips.
I don't want people. That, okay. You don't, we'll have to talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Oh, you don't want like ants?
Yeah. Who wants ants? Okay, well, anyway, there's that. Party on Wayne, party on Garth.
Yeah.
Okay.
We shall, the big, you know, hopefully everybody gets out uninjured. That's the goal. Thank you.
He's gonna have like cones and warning signs and.
I never had a party. I'm
no
nervous.
No running.
Yeah, no running near the pool. My pool's not even big.
Hey, is there plenty of parking?
Are we going to have to, like, take turns getting in the pool?
Maybe, yes.
Bones, we need a valet.
Dude. Oh, good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not happening, by the way. Okay.
Why? You said you wanted to, like,
Diddy
basically
style.
Be Puff Daddy.
Yeah, but once we started getting into the weeds of it, I realized.
We should all wear white. It's a white
party. Oh, it's
party.
A white party? That's fun.
Yeah, that's what Puff Daddy does. Or Diddy.
But
can
I assign that this late and go, hey, it's a white party?
Bobby, it's your party. You can do what you want to.
Do what I want to. Do what I want to. Now I'm not going to do that. Okay, thank all you very right. much. The party is set.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, listen to this one.
Okay.
A 5-year-old girl in Athens, Alabama, had never said a word. The headline says, mute child. I don't know if that's the appropriate thing to say, but she had never spoken.
Mm-hmm.
At 5 years old, she said her first word in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
Talking to the McDonald's machine.
What was the first word?
It was, hello!
That's awesome. What a pretty cool experience. I mean, I guess the person on the receiving end maybe didn't know, but hopefully they found out.
So it says she's nonverbal. Maybe that's better to say than mute.
I think so.
But it does say 5-year-old mute child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, regardless, she loved McDonald's. So the first word she ever said was as they were going through the drive-thru. I love that. Yeah, me too. There you go. And for the mom too.
Mm-hmm.
The first, she'd been going to speech therapy since she was 3.
McDonald's should hook her up.
And oh, you're right. They should. Yeah. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
I like to bring in music that I really love and share them as part of a segment called Bobby's Bops.
Bobby's Bops. Bops.
First up, I love this song so much from Lori McKenna. It's called People Get Old.
Houses need paint, winters bring snow. Kids, come on in before your supper gets cold. Collection plates and daddy's billfold, and that's how it goes. You live long enough.
people get old.
Lori wrote Humble and Kind. Great artist, played on the show. It's so good. Lori McKenna, People Get Old, the first song on Bobby's Box here.
I sat up proud beside him in the cabaret truck. Going 30 miles an hour down a side road, talking about the fish we caught. And I'm older now than he was then. If I could go back in time, I would in a second. His beat up blue jeans and a t-shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Here's the hook.
Houses need paint, winter's bring snow, kids growing up and sneaking out the window, hitting every small town dirt road, and that's how it goes. You live long enough, people get old.
You like that?
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Also, a song we played a few times this week, and he came in the studio too, Brandon Ray, Bring Your Love Back.
Bring your love.
That Bring Your Love Back is so contagious. Bring your love back.
Bring your love back.
So that makes the bops. And then Lindsay L. put out the record from John Mayer, Continuum, where she remade it, played all the instruments. And here's Waiting on the World to Change from Lindsay L.'s Continuum project.
So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when you're standing at a distance. So we keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. Now if we had the power to bring our neighbors home from war, we would have never missed a Christmas. No more ribbons on their door.
Pretty good, huh?
But when love it.
You know that song?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey, Sassy Brown.
Of course we do, Bob.
Easy, yes, easy.
Duh.
Yes, stupid, yeah.
Oh, they can bend it all they want. That's why we're waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world.
There's a new Bobby cast with Lindsay L. Up. Just search Bobby cast and you can hear that. Her talking about the record. We talk about some other stuff too. We have a brief history, if you're familiar with the show. So, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Friday Morning Conversation.
All right, Matt Carney's here, who I'm a huge fan of. You may not know this, but once, Eddie and I stared at you in an airport for an hour and didn't come talk to you. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, what was I doing? Was I just eating my egg sandwich from the...
Just waiting.
Just waiting.
And we kept going, Matt Carney's waiting. We just watched.
Just like, watching you wait.
I was just looking at my sea boarding pass from Southwest. In disgust.
You make jokes, but we're nerds. We're nerds for your music and have been for a long time.
Wow,
like huge
that's awesome.
Fans. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Look at this. You got a record out that I love, but it does sound a little different than the last records.
Really?
Yeah. Who produced this record?
I did about half of it, actually. Yeah? And then I worked with these guys. David Garcia is a guy in town. He's worked with, like, he did that FGL BB REXA song. And then some guys in LA that are buddies of mine. Nonfiction is their producer name.
Got to credit them.
Yeah.
Nonfiction.
But then I actually kind of had some like DJs featured on my record too. So there's like this guy named RAC and Falou. And yeah, so I kind of like cracked the DJ code and had them feature on my record.
You know, the first time I ever heard about you was someone said, hey, this guy named Matt Carney played at my church.
Really?
And, yeah. And I was like, really?
Said, that would have been early on.
It
that
was.
Been like 2005.
It was like they gave me your CD. And I was like, oh, cool. Let me hear this. And so I've been a fan since back, you know, what is it? 13 years now.
Man, you're making me sound old.
And listen.
I started when I was like 7, so.
Yeah. Let me play a couple of these songs for the record here. Here is
20.
Memorized. I played this one on the show here.
Listening to Sade, playing on the radio.
It's Sade.
Is it?
It's not Shoddy.
Well,
it's Sade, like the artist.
S-A-D-E.
Yeah, like. Yeah,
I'm glad you clarified that.
Smooth operator, you know?
Yeah. Smooth operator.
I thought it was Shoddy.
I was listening to Sade in the car.
I never thought it was Shoddy.
You thought it, not like Shoddy. Like, Shoddy got low. Not that. It's not that.
That is like literally, I thought you were talking about Shoddy.
Let me hear it
like,
again.
Let me hear it again.
Here.
Listening to Sade.
I can hear how people confuse that.
Yeah, no, it's
Shoddy got
thing.
low. Yeah.
Everybody's like, wow, Matt, you're using really like
Shoddy
urban
got
vernacular now. But
no, it's
Sade.
S-A-D-E. Some people call her Sade.
Yeah, she's great. I love her.
Have you ever met her?
I haven't.
Mm. Crazy Talk's the name of the record here. We play another. This is the one, I mean, this is Kings and Queens. I love this song here. Check this out.
We'll be kings and queens in our own mind. We don't need no jet plane.
you wrote this with Judah, one of the writers too, huh?
Yeah, Judah from Judah and the Lion. Yeah. And they opened up, not this last tour, but the one before that. And he was like, man, let's write a song together. So, yeah, just kind of, we were walking to coffee, talking about life. And he was like, we need to write this song. I was like, let's write the song. So we wrote this one.
And Jillian Jacklin's here because they do an acoustic version together. I'm a huge Jillian Jacklin fan myself, too.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
And so she... Hi, Jillian.
Hi.
We haven't brought her... She's been sitting there just... She's been around this room before. She knows how nutty it is. Did she give you any heads up about us?
She had only nice things to say.
So she didn't give you the real heads up then?
Yeah.
No, I told you Bobby was going to, like, fan over you.
Oh, I'm the biggest fan, but I say that from the beginning. Like, I'm not cool. There's nothing about me that's cool.
I think you're cool.
No. And before you came in?
I mean, I wore my retros just because I knew you had them too, right?
Yeah, that shirt you're wearing is really cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's just a little...
You got style.
A little 90s sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew you were coming, so I wanted to dress cool, Matt Carney.
Oh, gosh.
I call him Matt Carney too, his whole name. I wanted to look cool, Matt Carney. Okay, his album is called Crazy Talk. It's fantastic. It's purple. It's got his head on it, the hat. The whole thing. What? It does.
I know you know everything about him.
I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Before you walked in, the door was open, and we were singing some of your songs. We thought you heard us, so we tried to play it cool and act like we weren't. But you didn't hear us, huh?
I didn't.
Cool, cool.
I wish I would have.
Cool. All right. Matt Carney, everybody. Hey, you married?
I am married, yes.
You got a kid?
I do.
Didn't you write a bunch of these songs about I'm acting like I don't know this stuff for sake of the interview.
I mean, yeah, I did. She ended up, yeah, like my little girl's like she's one. So I definitely, you kind of embraced a little bit of an older perspective, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't like young love record. It was like the kind of mature, like there's been around the block a little bit kind of love. So There's some of those songs in there.
Here he is, one of my favorites, with Jillian Jacklin. It's Matt Carney doing Kings and Queens. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Nice. Everything I thought it was going to be. That was everything I hoped for. And my heart. My heart's so full right now. Matt Carney's here. Yeah, I'm a nerd, dude. That's all right. Jillian Jacklin's here. How'd you guys get together for a song?
I'm just a fan.
Well, no, I should say I'm about as nerdy as Bobby when it comes to Matt. So I used to listen to your records like way back. Closer to Love. I had that on repeat forever. So I just knew of him, and I've been in town for like 8 years, and we didn't become friends until he signed with Big Loud, which is my record label too. And weirdly enough, my fiance has known you for many years.
I've known your boo for a while.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of had
just,
that connection.
Our circles were circulating. We were kind of getting closer. And then when she put out a record with Big Loud, I was just like a fan of it. And we'd see each other around. I was like, we need to do something together. So.
And you did. That's a jam sandwich right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Jam sandwich.
I made that up.
No, I've been saying that for 3 years.
This is what happened, Amy. I wrote on Instagram.
I saw this.
And then Jillian messaged me and goes, I made up jam sandwich. I said, well, show me the publishing because I published mine. And so that was it.
I'm not kidding. My producer and I have said jam sandwich for at least 3 years.
I wrote it down.
I'm sure it's in like a video somewhere. I'll have to show it to you.
So I didn't know if you were cool or not. I'm always afraid to go after people I like because if they're not cool, I don't want to not like them anymore. But I was talking to Jake Owen. He was like, man, I was just with Matt Carney. You guys will get along because
I like Jake.
Because he's a nerd too. Yeah. So apparently we're nerds. And next time I see an airport, nerds. I'm going to say hello to you.
Please do.
Yep. Instead of just stalking you.
I was a little nervous to ask you to play Nothing Left to Lose. Just because it's old.
No, man.
And that's like, but I love it. It reminds me of like that whenever you put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that cool to say, Eddie? Jillian, you like this song?
I love this song.
So I'm going to ask you to play that if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, Matt Carney's here. This is a jam here.
I wrote this off the Harding exit in my house where I had 10 roommates and didn't know it would be like the first song to go for it.
Come on.
So good.
You like that, Eddie?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Man, we're so nerdy. That's all right, though.
Play it
I love
again.
It.
Man, Matt Carney. Matt with a T if you're going to look it up and stream it or buy it. M-A-T, one T.
That's right.
The record's called Crazy Talk. I hope you check it out.
Listening to Sade, playing Sade. On the radio, sipping on your latte, drawing. We'll be kings and queens.
Jillian, Jacqueline, always good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Did you like when he played that last song?
I loved it. I was geeking out.
I could tell a little bit.
Yeah,
I could tell.
Trying to be cool.
All of us geeks.
Y'all are definitely playing it super cool.
I'm not playing cool at all.
I mean, well,
I started filming, taking him on my phone. He looked at me.
I saw you trying to casually do that. Bobby was definitely trying to hold up his iPhone like he wasn't videoing
you.
Listen,
let me tell you the truth, Matt. I get to see everybody play. I get to do, this is a cool job. I get to see everybody play. I get to go do shows. I get to bring awesome artists out. But rarely do I get to have somebody in that I've been a huge fan of. And this is one of those moments for me. So I appreciate you coming in.
Well, it's an honor. Thank you so much for saying that.
I'm proud of geeking out right now.
I am loving it, so you can geek out anytime with me. I love it.
Matt Carney, record's called Crazy Talk, and hopefully I see you around, maybe at the airport, right, Eddie?
Let's go.
We'll see him at the airport.
The egg sandwich
I'll buy you
an
egg sandwich.
Yeah, right there. Sea Concourse.
Jillian, Jacqueline. What's the deal?
What deal?
What's the deal?
What's the question?
When's the more music coming out?
It's so soon.
When's the, come on.
I can't say exactly, but it's coming. Yeah.
You know I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, Jillian and I did a 2-part podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The only artist to ever do two. That's like Nerd Central in here. Okay, we're going to go, but thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Eddie. You
thank
guys?
You.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Eddie.
All right.
Thank you.
Till next
Always
time, everybody.
You.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, when is your baby due?
August 29th.
Ooh.
Ooh.
3 months almost.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Three. Oh, now time for a baby box update.
Baby box update.
Whoa, the baby's growing. It's up to 1.7 pounds inside the belly, and the eyelashes are there. The eyes are developing. The ears now have, like, they can feel, and they can start to hear mom and dad.
Oh, he can hear your voice before he had ears.
For sure.
Yeah, he didn't need ears even to feel the rumble.
So loud.
Yeah.
Like,
but it said they usually can hear mom earlier, and now it can hear the voice of the other person. So if I talk, the baby hears it.
Are you talking?
Well, I say goodnight, baby. That's it.
But you don't have any long conversations?
No, because I don't know if it can really hear me. It says it can, but that's weird having a long conversation with the baby. But it does say you need to start talking to your baby. In the little update, it says now, spend time with your baby. You know, include it in your everyday life.
Do you put music around your wife's belly? I wonder what you guys are really doing.
No, we play music around the house when she's cleaning or we're cleaning. And
okay.
Good catch.
And if we're just doing stuff, but yeah, watch TV. The kid hears about Teen Mom.
No, but I mean, are you doing anything for the baby specifically?
Like musically, some people, classical music.
Yes.
No, we have not done any of that. We should probably. But I do, whenever she does put on artists through iHeartRadio, I put on different artists, so it doesn't like one type of music. I want it to be like you guys, where it knows everything.
Diverse.
So you want things for your baby that you didn't have.
Yes. Because they say that the music calms them in the belly, so I figure if you play some Tina Turner or you play some Garth, you switch it up a little bit, you never know what that baby's going to like. Or maybe it becomes a musician.
Hmm. Genetically, does you or your wife, do you guys have any sort of music ever? Players?
No.
Artists?
Nothing. Or my wife played an instrument.
She played the cello.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She played the cello.
Your wife played the cello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
So she doesn't sit around the house and play it now?
She doesn't have a cello. She quit, I guess, back in high school. She was one of those orc dorks.
A what?
Orc dork.
Orchestra. Dorks.
Oh, I've never heard it called that. We didn't have orchestra. We had a very small high school band, which I wanted to be a part of. I, honest to God, couldn't afford an instrument, so I never got into band, or I would have loved to. But so
you all had marching band?
We had 20 people was the whole band.
Hmm.
But I'd never heard of orc dorks.
Yeah, that's what
I think
they're
it's
called.
Kind of a rude thing, huh?
No, I think that's what they call themselves, too.
Wouldn't you want your kid to be in band?
No.
You wouldn't?
Oh,
no.
Do.
Why
no,
not?
No, 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 no.
Why?
Because the band kids in high school they weren't the coolest.
They're probably all the bosses right now.
Yeah.
The kids that are in band that learn music.
Or every artist really that we play right now is probably in band.
That's true,
too. Yeah, true.
Like Luke Bryan.
I doubt Luke Bryan was in band.
So if your kid came to you and said, hey, Dad, I want to be in band.
I would be disappointed, but I would let him. My brother was in band for a year.
Disappointed him.
And what'd you think about that?
Dork.
Yeah.
Weird.
I hate that you think that.
Yeah, but a cello, it looks like a violin. I just looked it up, and it's spelled C-E-L-L-O-S. I googled cello, C-H-E-L-O, but yeah.
Baby box update.
There's a baby box update for you. Thank you, Lunchbox.
The Bobby Bones
Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I was reading about Twitter and the name that the founders were considering before they settled on Twitter.
What was it?
Friendstalker.
Ooh.
Ooh. Which is that's funny so, back then.
Yeah.
But yeah, using that word stalker gets to be a little dicey.
Yeah, because before it was like so news heavy, because I feel like I rely on Twitter a lot for updates on what's happening. It was like kind of just keeping tabs on exactly what your friends were doing. So
yeah, friend stalker. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Great change there, Twitter guys. That's a good one. What else?
So Amazon can ban you for returning items too often. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I had no idea. And a lot of people, they don't know. And there's with no warning. They just suddenly are banned from Amazon and they've dug into it. And if you return too many items or too much stuff, boom, you'll get banned. And there's no magic number yet. People are still trying to figure this out, but this report is all over the internet. So it's definitely something to keep in mind. If you're a serial returner, just know that if you get cut off from Amazon, that's probably why. And then I want to take a poll of the successful men in the room, or I guess all the men, and figure out which one of you is the most successful.
Wait, which person in the room?
Funny, Amy.
Like, rank them. There are four guys in the room. Rank them in success.
Well, I'm just going to see if it coincides. I'm going to see if it coincides.
Wow. Go ahead and rank.
You don't want to rank them?
Yeah, rank.
Pull me out of it.
You're going to be my example in this study. Okay. I already sort of know the answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Do
the study. Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody, who flosses every single day?
Me.
I do.
Eddie,
I do.
You
yep.
do?
I do.
No.
Okay. Because I saw that the secret to success is flossing. That people that take care of their teeth and floss every day and maintain that typically tend to be the most successful people.
Can I tell you that it's not so much about flossing? Because I wrote about this in my book, too. It's not that it's flossing your teeth. It's doing the tiny things right all the time.
Because flossing, you're right. So many people think like flossing, like, it's just like, what's the big deal? I don't really need to do that. It seems tedious.
Yeah, any sort of big success is done with very, very, very tiny steps. And flossing is just an example of that. It's one of the things. So, yeah,
and
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking about how you, who I would deem the most successful person on the show.
It's close, though.
You keep floss on your nightstand.
And I keep it in my backpack. Everywhere I go, I have floss.
Wow. Okay, this just got even now. Wow. Bobby's got the floss everywhere. So I would go, Bobby. Ray.
Oh, Ray.
What? Wow. Oh, get out of here.
Amy.
Man. Wow.
Go ahead. Me, then Ray. Go ahead, then.
The study's flawed with this one. The Lunchbox.
What on earth? You're putting me last?
Eddie, JK, you're a dad. So then Eddie, then Lunchbox. Lunchbox, you can redeem yourself once your baby's born.
I'm not worried about it. I know I'm more successful than Ray and Eddie. I'm not even worried about it. They can have that title, but I'm good.
I feel like Ray is a grinder.
Well, that doesn't mean he's more successful. He can grind.
Yeah, he's worked his way up.
Ray's the one that I've always been like, if somebody gets his own show, it's Ray.
Dude, Ray is crazy.
Yeah. So am I.
Oh.
Oh, a lot of successful people are crazy.
Yeah, you have to be crazy to think crazy.
Okay, well, then I'll be normal.
Yeah, man.
Who would you... I don't know. Lunch and Eddie, honestly, that was a toss-up. I just...
Wow. The fact that you're comparing us to... Oh, my God.
If I were going to... What's the criteria? Am I starting a new business?
That's what I don't know what to base their success on.
Okay. Well, listen, they're doing a sports show together, all three of them.
Yeah, they're called like the... Hold on. Let me think of their name again. The Sore Losers.
Yeah. And I looked at their art, and it's the first art they turned down was terrible art.
Who like did the art?
I don't know. I don't even want to throw them under the bus. But whoever it was, they look so ugly in the pictures.
That was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
They drew them so... But Ray's running that show, because I think Ray's the one that can hold that show.
See?
Like the glue. Right. But I think all three of them are equally valued.
Oh, thanks, Bones.
You're welcome. Wouldn't have you around.
Yeah.
Y'all have your own skill set. All right, is that it, Am?
Yeah, that's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you have an awesome Memorial Day. Hope you take at least a second, to remember why Memorial Day is a thing. You know, we're going to have a get-together on Memorial Day weekend, and so we'll see how that goes, too. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Matt Carney for coming by this week. Amy, good to see you as always.
Yeah, you too.
Always a pleasure.
I know, and then I'll see you at your party.
That's right. Everybody else, TBD. All right. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was nice. Thank you.
We will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.